You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software and EHR that's here to make private practice life a little easier. Running a private practice means managing a lot of moving parts, and that's why I love how Jane helps bring a bit of calm to the busy by allowing me to create custom automations to help streamline my workload. Need to send intake forms or appointment reminders? Jane can automate those things, helping clients show up prepared and on time. And when it's time to pay, it's all taken care of. No extra credit card swipes or billing cleanup later, or having to go to a different system to file insurance claims. I want my practice management system to be something that feels like a teammate, not just more tech to figure out. And that's why I switched to Jane. One of the things that I absolutely love most about Jane, their support team and customer service. You get unlimited help from real humans, even on Saturdays, by phone, email, or chat, all at no extra cost. If you're looking for an EHR that cares as much about the business side of your practice as you do about your clients, click the link in the show notes to book a free demo to learn more. And if you're ready to dive in, you can use my code ASHLEY1MO for a 1 month grace period on your new account. Hey, welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that I really don't think gets enough attention and is not talked about enough when it comes to building a private practice, especially if we are a mom. There is so much advice out there about private practice, what you should or should not be doing, how fast you should be growing, what consistency looks like, what the definition of a full practice looks like. And a lot of the advice that I see coming out is from people who don't have kids or from people who have built a practice when they didn't have kids. And so the advice that's coming out is assuming that if you're trying to build a practice, have uninterrupted time, that your schedule is predictable, that you can like identify chunks of time that will always be there for you to work on your practice, that you can say like, I'm going to do it at this time and actually get something done. But if you're a mom, you know this already, that's just not how life works, right? What happens? Our kid gets sick. Childcare falls through, the school suddenly decides today we're going to be shut down, right? Our schedules shift and pivot and adjust constantly, and the needs of our family and the needs of ourselves do as well. And so when you are trying to build a private practice inside of that, it can feel isolating. So we're going to be talking a bit about that part today. One of the things that may surprise a lot of people when they are journeying into private practice is that it can already feel isolating in and of itself, right? We, especially if we're not in a group practice, and I think especially even more if we are doing just telehealth, which is what I do, you know, there is this isolation piece because you don't have coworkers anymore, right? We're not like running into somebody in the hallway or processing things in between a session in the break room. And we're making the majority of our decisions on our own, right? So we don't have somebody necessarily to like bounce ideas off of. And then when you layer in the motherhood piece on top of that, there's a piece that, or there are multiple kind of changes or limitations that come with that, right? That like our time is limited, our energy is limited, and then our attention is like constantly split, right? So we're like isolated from that social piece that comes from our work. And then there's this other layer that is on top of that, which is motherhood. And I think a lot of people in our life don't understand fully both sides. They have good intention too. I don't think they really do. You know, you might have friends who are moms, right? And maybe they're working moms that work outside of the house or don't work outside the house. Either of those, both are work. Let me just be clear in saying that. But that they don't understand what is it like to actually be running a business, because that's different. Like there is a difference between running and building a business than being simply employed by somebody else, right? So you may have, again, working moms who are her friends of yours, but they don't understand that part. And then you may also have colleagues and friends who are in this field, right? Who are therapists themselves. Maybe they're in private practice or not, but they don't understand the additional layer of raising kids while being in practice, while starting a business, while running a business. And so you can end up in this kind of space in between where it's like no one really fully gets your reality. No one fully understands what it's like to be a business owner and a mom, and nobody understands what it's like to be a therapist and a mom. And I think that this is where I see this kind of like internal spiral start, which is thoughts pop up of like, why is this feel harder for me? Why was this person able to do, grow in this amount of time? What's wrong with me that I can't stay consistent? Like, am I doing something wrong or am I the only one doing it like this? And I want to make sure that you hear me say that like this is really a common occurrence I see, especially for moms, because it's not that we're doing something wrong, but the truth is that we are building a practice in a context that most advice around private practice building is not designed for, right? Our life does not model or reflect the typical advice and model of what, people tell you to do when you're building a practice. And this is where I think community becomes more than just something that's like nice to have when we are a mom in private practice. It really changes how you experience building your practice or running and growing your practice. One of the ways it does that is it normalizes your reality. Like when you hear someone else say, "My kid was homesick all week," or "I was right about to sign on to a session and the school called and said I had to come pick somebody up," or "I had to move half of my clients around because there was a snow day," or "because there was an election, which just happened here, and our schools were closed because of voting," right? Something in your body when you hear somebody else say that just goes, "Oh, yeah. Like, I get that. And I so relate to that. I know exactly what that looks like. And I know exactly what that feeling is." Like, you don't have to describe that to me. If you said any one of those scenarios, I would be like, yep, absolutely. Right. So it normalizes your experience when you are connecting in community with other therapist moms who are going through those same things. And I think there's a beauty in learning from one another, right? Whether it is you are just starting out and connecting with somebody else who has been at this for a while, whether it is you have been at this for a while and you're like just struggling with certain pieces, hearing from other moms and other therapists who are moms of what is actually working, how are they doing this in real time? How are they pivoting? How are they shifting? There is a learning that happens in those spaces, in that community, that we're not going to get just from like looking at other people's content or taking a course, right? It is in that community that we're hearing, we're kind of like it's a breathing, living experience, and we're learning from one another in that real time. And I think being in that same community also can help us to make decisions a little bit faster because, like I said at the beginning, we oftentimes are the only person making that decision in when it comes to our practice. Hey, like I've been thinking about changing my schedule and I just don't know how to talk to my clients about it, or like, is this a good idea? And I think when we're able to, share some of these things we're struggling with, or like talk about like I've got this issue I was struggling with in my practice, or this thing is not working for me, or it's not working the way I thought. Being able to just simply ask without kind of mulling it over and overthinking in our own head can help us to like move forward in these decisions, right? Like being able to just say, "Has anybody else done this?" Right? Or "Has anybody else experienced this?" And when we hear from somebody else, again, I think it validates for sure what we're thinking or what we're experiencing. And I think it can then help us to move forward in saying, "Okay, maybe that is the direction I want to go." And that then helps that create momentum because being around other therapist moms who are, whether it's again building their practice or have done this, right? They've been at this for a while. It shifts and moves from this like, "Well, should I be doing this?" to, "Okay, yeah, I am, because like I see other women are doing this and I know I can do this too." We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/comp connecting. I think the other thing that is not always recognized is that like there are spaces that exist for therapists, right? But they weren't just built with therapist moms in mind, right? So there are networking groups, there may be business space, there is even therapist communities, right? But the advice can sound like things like, well, you know, just be consistent, show up more, just do this one thing every day. And you're sitting there being like, okay, but like that doesn't fit with my reality. Or like the experiences can feel like transactional, right? Everyone is there simply to promote something. Or you feel like, well, you know, I have to explain my life, right? When someone says, well, why couldn't you just do it this way? Well, I have to explain the schedule, explain why things look different for me. And that's just exhausting, right? Like the just like more emotional and mental labor you're doing, right? And so what most therapist moms actually need is just a space where we don't have to explain any of that, right? Like none of those needs, none of those unique experiences need to be explained. Being in a space that you can just say, again, like childcare fell through this week, or you know what, like I thought I would be at this place in building my practice, but it's just moving slower than I thought. And I just have to do it that way. Or, you know, this is what I'm trying to figure out now in the context of like how things are shifting in with my family. And no one questions that, right? They're like, yeah, I understand, or I can relate to that, or I've not been in that exact situation, but like, I empathize with that, right? Where it's not this, someone tries to fix it immediately and tells you like that you're doing it wrong. It's just understood that like what you're doing has to be different, right? And so the conversation again shifts from like, well, here are the five reasons why you need to do it differently to, well, what's working for you now? Like for right now, or like, how are you handling this? Or I tried this and here's what happened, right? It is a place and a space that begins to build connection and provide opportunities for clarity. And I think honestly just makes the whole process feel less heavy at being a mom in private practice. And so that's exactly why I have started hosting the Therapist Mom Hangout, because I wanted to create a space where therapist moms, just like myself, could come together and talk about what's actually going on, not just in private practice, but in our lives as moms, as women, and just connect with other therapists and women who just get it. This is a free event that right now we're doing kind of bi-monthly. We held it back in March and we're going to be holding it again this coming Friday, May 1st. And it's a promotion-free space, right? There's no pitching, no selling. It's just an opportunity to create connection, to have conversation, and be in a room where, again, you don't have to explain your life. So like I said, the next one of these events is going to be Friday, May 1st. And if you can't make that one, I really encourage you to still sign up, because once you're on the list, you're going to get notified whenever these events are held. And I know I said we're doing them bi-monthly. I will probably be holding one again in June before we head into the summer. So just get on the list, because again, this is going to be an ongoing free event I'm going to be hosting. And I want to make sure that you are able to attend and you don't miss out on it when the next one comes around. And so I just want to kind of like end on this note that we are not meant to build a private practice and raise our families in isolation. And so just being in a space where, again, you don't have to explain your reality, you don't have to explain why you need to do things differently or feel like you're trying to fit in a specific box. Being in those spaces and being in community with others who are in that same place can just help shift so much internally and externally for you. So if that is something that you've been needing, something you're craving, I really encourage you to go to the show notes, to grab the link, and you can, it's a simple registration. Just go ahead and sign up to join us for our next Therapist Mom Hangout and share this with another mom who might be needing this too, right? This is the more women that we can get together, the more we are building community, the more we are building support for one another. All right, I hope to see you at our next event. And if not, I will see you back here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.